We are on Facebook. All right. Well, hello and welcome to episode 67 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. I went out to Poopsies today and had me a couple beers.
Never would have guessed.
Yeah.
Derek checked in on Untappd.
I was going to say, did you see me checked in on Untappd?
I saw him. I didn't see your check in. You checked
really?
In
I too? Checked into the Winter Lager.
Oh, okay. I didn't pay attention to where you checked it in at. So, yeah, I saw you check it in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was there with Derek and another guy from work. I've been drinking since noon. And for anyone who's not watching us live or isn't on the East Coast of the United States, that's about 8 hours now.
Yeah.
So let's dive into this shit and see what happens.
All right.
I don't know how much of this first topic thing we're going to get to, but we're definitely going to talk about this alcohol stream, right? What is it, Oahu or Waikiki or something?
Yeah, it was an apparent spill from a storm pipe in Hawaii that caused the river to become on Oahu to become alcoholic.
Was this safe to drink alcohol?
I don't know.
Yeah, because there's a lot of kinds of alcohol out there.
Yeah. And they tested it, and the alcohol, it must have been safe to drink because it was only 1.2%.
Well, there's a difference between safe to drink and drinkable alcohol. Like, the alcohol we drink is a certain kind of alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol used to, like, clean up oil spills is different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of different kinds of alcohol, but yeah, a hiker found it, right?
Yeah,
like just hiking is like, I smell a shit ton of vodka.
For what? Yeah, I smell some kind of alcohol.
I thought that was hilarious, and it's too bad Ray's not here to talk about it, because that was his share, wasn't it?
Oh no, I put it up.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's Ray saying he's already packed his bags. Let's go.
Yeah.
What else is in this, I don't know, this opening sequence you want to talk about? There's a couple things near the end I want to bring up, but there was so much. It was tough to make categories today. There is a lot of COVID crap.
I guess we can talk briefly about the world tennis player that disappeared.
The Chinese woman?
Yeah. I mean, if it would have been an NBA player, nobody would have said word about it. You know, NBA doesn't care.
If someone just vanished?
Yeah, because the NBA is owned by the Chinese.
So it wasn't this woman, but she got disappeared.
Yeah.
She said something against China, then all of a sudden she vanishes.
Yeah, because she said one of her coaches, like, molested her back in the day.
Yeah, not even molested. Like, he flat out said, "You're going to have sex with me now."
But apparently, the World Tennis Association has talked to her via video chat since then.
From what I've heard, is a lot of people do not believe that was actually her. I don't know. I don't know one way or the other. But apparently, there's a lot of controversy. A lot of people saying that's not the missing woman.
Yeah.
Honestly, I had no idea who she was before, and I still have no idea who she is.
No, but I just thought it was interesting that.
Well, if you get disappeared by your government because you said, "I'm not sure this is right," the entire world should be talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the entire world should be talking about, did you hear about this dude? His daughter got sold into sexual slavery, right? He goes and he saves his daughter from this shit, then goes, finds the dude that sold her into, you know, slavery, beats him with, finds him, puts him in the trunk of his car, beats him with cinder blocks above the face and body, and then stabbed him and killed him and abandoned his vehicle.
Right.
Allegedly. The man's on trial for murder. Obviously.
Yeah.
I say no harm, no foul. You know what I mean? Like, this dude was selling people into sexual slavery. But unfortunately, I say unfortunately, this man's going to spend the rest of his life in prison over because of this.
Yeah, because it's not self-defense. It was premeditated.
Oh, no, it was absolutely premeditated, but you couldn't do that without... Had he just not killed the guy, you know? But I don't know. That's kind of what you expect a father to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not only am I going to save you, but I'm going to kill everyone that made it happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I read that story and I was like, this is crazy. He's looking at the rest of his life in prison for it. And yeah, he shouldn't have killed the guy, but he gave the cops the info and they did jack shit with it. Yeah. You know?
And the Mexican government has agreed to reboot Remain in Mexico program, but they've got a list of conditions that they want the U.S. to fulfill before they agree to doing it.
What are those conditions? I thought you'd be ready with them.
Let's see here. I read this through briefly. Darn it. When I click on the link, it doesn't remember my login.
Yeah, see, I'm having a big issue with those. What is it? That's the Epoch Times?
You have a subscription to them now. I gave you a free one.
Did you? Is that why I'm not getting the weird pop-ups every time?
Probably.
So you just had to put my email account in?
I put it in. You probably had to like create an account for it, but yeah, you have a free account now.
Well, I've noticed I'm not getting the pop-ups I used to get saying, you're not allowed to read this, you dickhead.
Yeah. So they're raising concerns about humanitarian nature. And one of the conditions they want is for the U.S. to accelerate development programs for Southern Mexico and Central America to order to address the root causes of the migration.
I actually like that idea, but...
Yeah, well, that's what Kamala Harris was working on.
And she hasn't left the country yet. You have to go to
another
Paris.
One is for Mexico to offer individuals deported under MPP program medical care and vaccination against COVID-19.
So we're not allowed to deport until we vaccinate someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, these people coming in should be, if it's okay for the military to get vaccinated, it should be okay for them too to get COVID-19 vaccines if it's really going to make that big of a difference.
We'll get into that.
And then Mexico has also requested that the United States respect the designated return points, taking account for local security conditions and capacity of Mexico authorities to provide adequate care to the migrants. And they want money from Washington to provide funding for shelters and NGOs to improve the conditions of the migrants and asylum seekers in a substantive way.
Well, that's very dry. So anyway, Mexico is considering bringing back the Remain in Mexico policy.
Yeah, well, that's because there's a court that is forcing the Biden administration to bring it back. They said they stopped Trump's program not the right way. There's a process you have to follow to stop certain programs, and they didn't do it for this one.
Okay. Seems like Joe Biden doesn't have to abide by the rules anyway.
No, he doesn't.
Especially the courts. He does not care what the judicial branch has to say.
I mean, when Trump was president, we had illegal immigration was down next to nothing. And this last year, it's the most it's ever crossed the border in our nation's history.
Well, he told them to come on in when he's running for president.
Yeah.
I see your cat's butthole. Not anymore.
Ain't doing it.
All right. I don't care about these cop things.
Okay.
Remember that one cop thing I do want to bring up, though. Remember that lady cop that shot that person? And went, oh, my God, I shot him?
Instead of my taser, yeah.
Yeah, and she thought it was a taser. Well, apparently the charges were dismissed. Is what they call it? Restorative justice mediation.
What the hell does that even mean?
Well, basically, the woman who was injured had to agree to it first and foremost. She basically said, I understand this woman didn't try to kill me. She wasn't trying to hurt me. She made a stupid mistake. And they're trying to make it right. So there's no actual, like, they have a third party, basically a mediator. But they're doing something about that. I just want to bring that up because we all talked about this a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, a little follow-up. Restorative justice mediation. I've never heard of this, but I have heard of third parties involved in settlements before.
Uh-huh.
Like weird kind of stuff like that. But yeah, they're basically making it right because everyone agrees that the accused didn't, no one's saying that the accused actually intended to harm anyone, but nonetheless harmed someone. And instead of a giant fine or jail time, they're mm-hmm. working it out together. And I think that's freaking awesome. I'm glad that's even an option, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, I just thought I'd bring that up again. Again, you know, just a follow up, but
yeah. El Salvador is gonna build a Bitcoin city.
Yeah. We mentioned this a while ago how Bitcoin has been declared legal tender in El Salvador.
Right.
That was actually when I decided to start heavily investing in Bitcoin. I was just putting, do not get financial advice from me. If I had figured out, I wouldn't be doing this stupid show, and I'm not even making money on this. I would just be so rich, I wouldn't care. But I would still do this show. But I was buying some Bitcoin here and there when El Salvador decided they were going to make it legal tender. Like, you can pay your employees in Bitcoin. You can pay your taxes in Bitcoin. I started dumping a ton of money in just because that's going to be how many people live in El Salvador? Probably at least 60 million people, maybe 100 million.
I don't know. Yeah. If Ray was here, he could tell us.
I said it's probably like 25 million, to be honest. It's not a giant country, but they're all going to be using Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And it's only going to spread more and more. And then Bitcoin took a giant dump the other day. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
It lost like $1,000 in value in a couple of days. Actually, no, it might have been. No, it was like $3,000 total, I think. Anyway, about this Bitcoin city El Salvador is doing to supplement their new economy. They're using geothermic energy to power this thing. they're literally using a volcano.
Okay. Is that renewable energy?
Yeah, to power Bitcoin mining. I was like, that's nuts. Good for them. If they can figure it out, good for them. Bitcoin takes a lot of work. If you want to mine it, it's easy to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually looked into mining Bitcoin. You can do it with your computer, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as long as it's going to take for your computer to find Bitcoin, it's going to cost you more electricity to run your computer and cool your computer.
Right.
You need something way bigger processing power to make it profitable. But anyway, tell me about this Rush Limbaugh thing.
Well, this is basically a story that he always tells the Wednesday before Thanksgiving about the true story of Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's not the one I learned in school?
No.
So many years ago?
Probably not. I mean, this one had to deal with how the people that came over on the Mayflower came over and created a, I don't remember the term for it now, but
Communism is the word.
Basically, basically that.
That's exactly what it was.
Everybody, you know, put their everything they did into a common pot. And yes. Everybody, no matter what, how much ever they put into it, they got a fair share. They got their share out of it. And Bradford realized that wasn't going to work long term.
Because people just won't contribute anymore.
Yeah, and that's when they changed up the system. And the Indians did teach them how to grow crops that would grow in America.
Well, see, that was the problem was, if you're going to go settle because, you know, you're demanding your religious freedom, wouldn't you learn how to farm? It's not like the English didn't know how to farm before they showed up.
Right.
But you just got to show up and expect there to be farms.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And houses built. These people didn't know how to build houses. Most of them died the first winter.
Right. And a lot of them died on the boat ride over, you know, because they didn't realize how dangerous.
They didn't know how to sail.
They didn't realize how dangerous it was, you know. But for those that are our international listeners that don't realize, the reason why we're talking about Thanksgiving is it just happened here in America a couple of days ago. It's a national holiday that we celebrate about pilgrims.
It's about giving thanks.
Newfangled high school program that will tell you that's not what it's about. It's a Friendsgiving instead of Thanksgiving.
Well, the thing is, I don't even want to go down this road because we could talk about it all day about people talking about the true nature of all this crap. But they say like the natives and the pilgrims, the Puritans, whatever you want to call them, it wasn't a fair exchange and all this stuff. And it wasn't, you know, equitable or there wasn't an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Massasoit, the chief of the, I believe, oh boy, Massasoit, there were so many tribes in this immediate area. They were all loosely affiliated as Massachusetts. I mean, we had the Wampanoag, Hockomock, Hobomock. But anyway, Massasoit was the one who organized the thing, and he became friends with the king. He was the chief in the local area, and he actually named his son King Philip. You could fact check me and, you know, point out where I made mistakes, but you'll find out I was generally accurate. I'm sorry. Right. I'm very drunk. I've been drinking for 8.5 hours. But there was an agreement, and the locals, indigenous peoples that the pilgrim showed up to and spoke with actually did have an alliance, and they used the gunpowder and the muskets of the Englishmen to keep the other tribes away and protect their crops and such. I mean, we make it sound like a lot of people want to make it sound like these folks were, everyone was dancing around a campfire and, you know, singing Alleluia, you know?
Yeah.
Now they were fighting each other the whole time, and, you know, one tribe replaced another, replaced another, replaced another. Anyway, what the hell were we just talking about?
Well, we can move on to NBC's got a perfect solution for inflation costs.
I wish we had talked about this last week. Unfortunately, most of this stuff hadn't come out yet.
No.
Was NBC the Tofurky people?
Probably. There was a
couple. Oh, no. NBC's the one that said, don't eat turkey. Have like an Italian feast instead or something, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no inflation, there's no supply shortage, but just in case the turkey is expensive and you can't get your hands on it, do something else.
Yeah.
That's right. It was the White House that suggested having a tofu turkey.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
why would you do that?
Did Biden have a tofu turkey?
Biden is tofu. See, I haven't decided yet. I haven't decided between zucchini or celery.
Have you noticed that when he comes out and speaks to the press, he usually only goes about 10 to 12 minutes before he's out of there.
He probably pooped.
Because I was listening to No Agenda show today, and they said that's the max they think he's allowed to do or is capable of doing is 10 to 12 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't finish the newest No Agenda show, but I actually heard some of that when they were saying. And then they made a point about one of the news channels actually letting the video clip play out long enough that you could actually hear someone yell, "Why won't you answer our questions?" Almost like they're trying to make it a point of saying we're hitting this guy too. But you kind of have to. It's obvious no one's really liking Biden, you know? Are you there? All right. Brian's taking off. Yeah, apparently a lot of people want to cancel Thanksgiving altogether, actually, because I guess it promotes white supremacy and genocide. Yeah, there you go. What is Thanksgiving to indigenous people? A day of mourning. Oh my God, it's automatically playing sound. Obviously, it plays music to me. Yeah, USA Today. I don't know. I don't understand why we're making such a crazy big deal. Hey, you're back. No, you're not back?
I'm back.
All right.
I don't know.
I looked at the Thanksgiving being canceled thing. I'm getting fed up with everything being white supremacy and genocide.
Right.
Like, seriously, does anyone buy this bullshit anymore?
Apparently somebody does, but they wouldn't keep talking about it.
What's up with your picture? How come I'm still looking at a photograph that you use for like
I'm coming up on my phone right now.
On what?
I'm still in browser on my computer.
I don't even know how you do that. I don't even know how you take your... Oh, geez. Well, now you're the host. I didn't even realize I was the host. Anyway, I got a good laugh, though, that Cuomo is pissed off that the, quote, woke folk are trying to ruin Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because Cuomo is the woke guy, isn't he?
Right.
Well, you sound better.
Okay. Well, the phone is a lot newer than my computer, so.
That's weird. Your picture's not nearly as good, but you sound a lot better. But yeah, I just got a really good laugh of Cuomo saying that woke people are going to ruin it for everyone. It's like, you're ruining everything for everyone. Isn't Cuomo the one who got busted on a hidden camera or whatever, saying how he hates his job and everything, and how he's a hack? Was that someone else?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, again, don't get your news from us, because we're not telling you the news, and we're not reading the news. We're talking about the news. That's a big difference. That's how we don't get sued. by the way, someone suggested we set up a GoFundMe page on last week's show, and I just laughed because I was like, I don't know how to do a GoFundMe.
I don't think we'd be able to do GoFundMe. We'd have to do Patreon or something like that.
Yeah, well, GoFundMe needs like a set amount as a minimum to collect before you're either that or you don't get it at all, right?
Well, you set the limits on it, but I mean, I don't think they would do what we're doing. I mean, that's more for charity stuff.
Or start a business, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to do any of that crap. For all I know, we could just set up something on the Google Pay. That seems like a pretty easy way to move funds around, but I got a jar of cash I'm ready to do shirts with, but the problem I found out is that these shirts are going to be way more expensive than not super expensive, but I'm going to have to realistically. Oh, I don't know what I did, but I changed my sound settings by unplugging something. Oh, there we go. I fixed it. Apparently, I unplugged my microphone. Didn't realize it.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, moving on. Apparently no one's buying Christmas presents.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot more people are, I've talked to a lot of people that are scaling Christmas back this year, but.
Which is funny because the wife and I have never really been big celebrators, period.
Right.
For anything ever. Like we don't celebrate our birthdays. I think we acknowledged our 10th anniversary, but like we didn't go out and do a big dinner or anything. That's just not the way we are.
Yeah, you did, because we tried to do a podcast that night.
Well, I had to do something, but it wasn't like a big deal. I had to do something. Well, even if she didn't want to, I had to put the effort in to make it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why not?
I'm not a dummy. I forgot where the hell I was going with this. Oh. We're actually spending more money than usual on holidays now because we're living near family and we got all these nieces and everything.
Uh-huh.
We're sending stuff everywhere. And I am glad to say, though, we've been done with our Christmas shopping for like 3 weeks.
Okay, good.
Which is pretty nice. But for a lot of the stuff, because we're only really sending presents to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, a household is going to get a big box of cookies with like, you know, six different kinds of cookies that Tina made.
No, oh, okay.
You know she can cook.
Yeah.
Oh my. And she's only gotten better. And she's got a convection oven here to bake with.
Hmm.
So she can make like 9 sheets of cookies at a time. Anyway, I had nothing unique to Massachusetts today. I usually have something that's local news.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the holiday.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Our Thanksgiving stuff was Massachusetts related, you know, with the pilgrims and stuff.
I guess if you want to do it that way, sure.
But it seemed like, for the most part, it was kind of a slow news week. Because everybody was off doing their celebrating and
then getting run over by dudes in cars.
Oh, well, is that even on our list?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on the list. That was like, that was within hours of us ending the show. I say that it was the next day after us recording last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And none of us put anything about it in the group, the messenger thing. For days, it was like, no, nah, whatever comes out now, you know it's going to be a bunch of bullshit no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that. Was it Brown University, is it, I think? Has come out and said that with a groundbreaking definition saying that white people can, in fact, be victims of racism.
It's about time.
Yeah, they didn't actually specifically say that they can, but the way they changed the wording.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think if you're saying someone's bad because of the color of their skin, or if they're automatically something because of the color of their skin, or if they're smart because of the color of their skin, then you're racist.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe I'm the weirdo. I know I'm the weirdo. But that's what I grew up being taught, right?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently now, like, apparently if you've been successful in life and someone comes up and stabs you because you're white, it's still not racist because you've been successful.
Right.
That's what blows my mind. What do they call it? Power and privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's the case, then Barack Obama is pretty powerful and privileged.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably very racist then, huh? And yeah. Has anything against someone who's got a different color skin than him.
Yeah.
Or does he get one of them weird white cards because he's half white?
I don't know.
People keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Brown University anyway.
Okay.
Downing College, a constituent of the University of Cambridge in the United Kingdom. Okay, I wasn't even close. Yeah, they're the ones who came out and said that. Uh, Speaking of education, you hear about this Indiana teacher, administrator, or whatever in the education system that published something about the CRT program they use? Actually, yeah, he was a big deal, actually. Anyway, he wasn't fired yet, but he was banned from all of his access, basically, his admin access.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he leaked a whole bunch of stuff to the news about how they're actually doing CRT. And all of a sudden, he didn't have access the next day trying to go to work.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That reminds me of something. I don't think it's on the list, but we had a doctor at one of the Sentara hospitals here that sued Sentara about.
We talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, how they yanked his privileges at the hospital, and then the court said he didn't have standing to bring the case to the court because he no longer has privileges to practice medicine at that hospital.
Yeah.
So they threw the case out.
Yeah, what is that bullshit, huh?
Mm-hmm. And then our new attorney general that's going to be in office here in January.
Federal or state?
In Virginia.
Okay.
And somebody came, she was doing an interview with another reporter. I think it might have been CNN or someplace like that. And they said that CRT in the curriculum. And she was like, you can call whatever you want to call
it. I saw this. No, she's the former head of education or whatever in the entire state, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but previous administrations actually incorporated it into the curriculum already, and it's just called something different.
Well, you can say we don't teach critical race theory. Yeah, and you know what? You're not teaching math theory either. You're teaching math. You're not going through the theory of how mathematics works for an elementary school kid. You're teaching them 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah.
Just like you're teaching them white divided by black equals Nazi, you know?
Yeah.
You're not teaching them the theory behind it. You're just teaching them what it is.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way I can put it. Because believe it or not, there's actually a lot of theory behind math.
Oh, yeah.
Which it seems, it's all factual. Until very recently, math was done with actual physical objects to figure stuff out. And then Isaac Newton, being the genius he was, invented calculus. And all of a sudden we could have negative numbers as answers and infinity as answers and parabolas. Sorry, I'm still fascinated by calculus. You can get some, you can figure out some crazy stuff.
Yeah, math has never been my favorite subject. So.
Oh, I love it. But there's a lot of theory behind it. We're still trying to figure out math. Like, if it worked the way we thought it did, we wouldn't have imaginary numbers. But there's a whole lot of imaginary numbers that we use to represent something that we know should exist, but doesn't make sense. Like pie.
I love pie. I got like 5 different ones to eat right now.
Yeah, I bet you do. How many of them are pumpkin?
Only one.
Yeah, what is it? Circumference divided by diameter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you divide the circumference of the pumpkin by its diameter, and you get pumpkin pie.
There's the dad joke for the show.
Yeah, there you go. There it is. The dumbest thing I'll say all week. Was that a cat?
Yes.
All right. But anyway, the guy was banned from all this stuff. He's not allowed to talk about it. They're doing everything they can to keep him silent about all this crap. And then, like you said, that other what attorney general now, right?
She will be, yeah, for the state. Yeah. In January, goes to its office.
Yeah, elect.
Yeah,
Yeah, and she's like, hold on, let me stop you right there. Because you're wrong. By the way, remember that? I don't think we talked about it, but that professor who said pedophiles are, quote, minor attracted people.
I remember talking about it now.
I don't think we did, but I meant to. This is a couple of weeks ago. I read about it. Because they're trying. I swear the left is trying to make pedophilia a normal thing. And you know what? Call me a whatever phobe you want right here. Mm-hmm. But the exact argument, and I'm not conservative either. The exact argument the conservatives made about same-sex marriage was it's going to lead to being okay to fuck kids.
Right.
I didn't see the link. And I still, you know, but it's gone so crazy that people, professors at accredited colleges, like big deal colleges, are saying it's okay to be attracted to children.
That's not okay.
They're defending the five-time convicted child rapist that Rittenhouse shot. I swear they're trying to make fucking children okay. I don't know how else to put it than that. And you know what? They're going to call anyone who disagrees with them a white supremacist. I'm going to call them all pedophiles. I think that's how I'm going to refer to them from now on. The pedophiles. I still haven't caught that fly.
Keep trying.
Yeah, it's one fruit fly. I don't even... It should be dead by now. It must have reproduced, but I haven't seen more than one at a time, which is even weirder. And they, you know, they don't just split in half and make another one, I don't think. Anyway, moving on. All these what are they calling them? Smash and grabs?
Yeah.
Because apparently you're not allowed to call it looting anymore.
No, probably not.
Did you see that? Apparently that's racist. I just laugh every time I hear them say stuff like that. Well, because
yeah, this is the reason why San Francisco eventually is not going to have any stores in it, you know, because Walgreens is shutting all their stores down in San Francisco because the district attorney there said that it's okay because we're not going to prosecute people for shoplifting in the city of San Francisco anymore.
Yeah, under like $950.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when Walgreens rolled up and left, they called Walgreens racist.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you said they're allowed to just steal our shit. Why would we open a store and put all of our stuff here?
Yeah. We're a corporation that has to make a profit for our shareholders, you know?
Yeah, and then now they're getting organized.
Yeah, super organized.
And they're not hitting Walgreens because, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, well, you know, they're stealing food to feed the families.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole. No, they go into like Nordstrom's and Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
80 deep.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was it? The one in at Nordstrom's?
Yeah.
They actually blocked the road off with their cars so they had easy way.
Yeah.
And they just jumped in their getaway cars. That's nuts.
And they know that California is the anti-gun state, so the normal citizen's not going to be concealed carrying in California, so there's no real deterrent to crime. You know, they wouldn't pull that crap here in Virginia.
You could say that, but let's be fair. If 80 dudes, because these guys didn't just show up empty-handed, they had crowbars and hammers. They were smashing glass cases to steal jewelry. If 80 people with crowbars and hammers showed up, you are not drawing your gun. You were getting the fuck out of the way, and you know it.
What about the 14 people in Chicago at Louis Vuitton?
Would
you pull your gun for 14 people?
I might with 14, but if it's not my stuff, no.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If it's my crap, yeah. But like, you're going to steal someone else's stuff? It's like, no, I'm not going to shoot a bunch of people over someone else's crap. They should have better security if it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But this is getting worse and worse and worse. You know, this used to be only happening when there were quote unquote protests going on. Now they're just doing it wherever they feel like it.
whenever they want, whenever the, yeah, whenever, wherever. Yeah. Middle of the day, too. It's not even like these are like
in the middle of the night anymore.
Yeah. I guess they're not, at least they're not smashing out the front glass and burning the city down, I guess.
Well, it's coming.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
I guess sooner or later, something's going to happen.
We're going to talk about to go back into effect somehow, some way, or this country's done.
Well, elections are coming up. I don't know if they're going to try to make riots to cause a problem that they're going to fix, or if they're going to try to hide riots because they want to make it look like everything's good.
I think that has to do with Omicron.
Oh, geez, Louise.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, is it Omicron? Oh, my God. All right.
So
we're going to talk about Biden's butt again, huh?
What does it mean to be precancerous? What is that even a real thing?
I was going to say the same thing. I thought everything that wasn't cancer was precancerous.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a new term that I do not understand. This is they're actually using this term to convince women to have their breasts removed because
I've heard cancer. Yeah, apparently, it's stuff that usually leads to cancer. Like you have these weird growths that usually turn out to be cancer later, but everything in your cancer is your body cells turning bad. So if it's precancerous, that means it's not cancer, right?
Yeah.
Before pre, but anyway. Yeah, apparently he's got stuff in his butt that might turn into cancer.
Biden came out with another one of his great stories. We can add it to the list of embellished stories. You know, said his house burned with his wife in it. And the fact checkers went and checked it out, and it was a small kitchen fire, and it didn't. And he was using this story as an excuse to why we need to build back better and fix all our bridges and roads, because if the bridge was out, it may take longer for the fire department to get to your house or medical personnel to get to your house. And it was just a stupid story that he tells in his folksy tone to make it seem like he's one of the guys.
Joe's not one of the guys. He still thinks the train is the way to fix things.
Doesn't he tell his train stories? Up and build back better for Amtrak. Nobody even rides Amtrak. We're going to spend billions of dollars on it.
Yeah, I've ridden the train a couple times because I actually enjoy riding the train, but it is a slow process.
Yeah.
And it does not cut
every podunk town. It's not quite as bad as Greyhound, but it stops them. Between here and DC, it stops like 40 times.
No, it wasn't that many times. I rode it from Virginia to Massachusetts, and I don't know. I slept most of it, but I was pretty much alone on the train. And all I could think the whole way was this cost me almost as much as it did to fly.
Right.
I was like, it's going to take me three times as long.
But you got Wi-Fi and power for all your devices while you're on the train.
So? Versus 2 hours flying? Yeah, all I could think, though, was how the government is subsidizing the fucking the railway system as a transportation method. Now, this is ridiculous. The only way the train works is in a city, like the metro, the subway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The tubes, if you will. Depending on how European you want to get. Is there ice in your beer?
That's not a beer. It was a Captain Coke, and I've got spiced apples in there that I'm trying to get out and eat. They were spiced with Applejack or Fireball. So I'm trying to add to my cocktail of beer with spiced apples.
Jeez Louise.
Leftover from Thanksgiving. Oh. So Biden really pays attention to his teleprompters.
Yes. Carry this for a minute. I'm going to go get my giant jar of marijuana.
All right. So he actually read everything that the teleprompter said, including end of quote. So, I mean, reading a teleprompter takes a little bit of skill, But you think that somebody has been in government office for 4 years would have the skill to be able to read a teleprompter, but maybe he doesn't have that capability. Maybe he never had it, but
I'm wrong, Burgundy. You didn't watch Anchorman, did you?
Yeah, of course I did.
Good night, Los Angeles, and go fuck yourself.
It's just it's another sign that, you know, that he's not all there. You know, if he can't know enough to say not to say end of quote at the end of what he's reading, then we got issues.
Well, notice how they didn't say anything about him doing that cognitive test that they made a big deal about Trump doing?
Yeah, because he didn't do it. He can't do it.
Didn't they make a big deal of how he was going to do one like every year?
Yeah.
And then instead, all we know is that he's got polyps in his butt.
Right. Let's distract him with his butt.
It's not that nice a butt.
He has no butt.
The guy's older than dirt.
Yep. So he made a big splash this week. He's going to solve our gasoline price problem.
No, he's not.
He's going to release some oil barrels from the strategic oil reserve.
Yeah, A, it's going to take us years to replace that oil.
B, the only reason the thing got filled up is because Trump spent the money and filled them all up while he was president.
Yep. And now we're cashing it in. But the problem is, check this out. Did you see when I think it was the Fox News guy?
Yeah.
I think maybe it was someone asked the Secretary of Energy how much oil we use a day.
Ran home, how many days that was going to be for our consumption?
3 days.
But she didn't know.
What's the Secretary of Energy have no?
You would know how much oil we use in a day.
Wait, no. I get even if the president doesn't know that answer. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I have no idea, and I get that. But that's the person who's supposed to know that answer, right? That's actually their job.
Right.
And it turned out to be, yeah, the Fox News reporter is like, that's 3 days of oil.
Yeah, you can look it up online real easy.
Yeah. What's even worse is apparently we're not even going to get to use the oil. China and India are.
Yeah.
It's already been slated out to sell to them.
Right. That doesn't make, there's no reason to release it if it's not going to benefit the American people.
This might be trying to offset some of the money they gave away that we didn't have. You know?
I guess.
It makes sense, I suppose.
It's not going to lower inflation enough to make a dent.
No. Might slow it down some. No one trusts the U.S. dollar. You don't trust the U.S. dollar. I don't trust the dollar.
And Hillary Clinton came out of retirement this week.
She accused people of voting for her, basically.
No. She said we're gullible because we don't appreciate all of President Biden's accomplishments.
Name one.
The bipartisan transportation bill.
Transportation bill?
Isn't that what he signed into law recently?
I thought that was like some budget thing. I don't know. Hillary's a dangerous, dangerous woman.
Yep.
And she's involved with Epstein. And we're not allowed to have cameras in courtrooms, but Giselle, was it Maxwell?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is on trial right now.
Right.
I'm interested to see what comes out. Let's see if she hangs herself in jail too.
I would not take that bet.
Oh, I got a bunch of Rittenhouse shit still. I don't even. You want to talk about the parade?
Where's the parade at?
Second section.
I added one more topic on here.
Yeah.
So you had it on there. It's the Arbery trial.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second, you know, because one, Biden talked in a very different tone when the jury found him guilty of the three guys. And
which one was Arbery? Was that the guy who was allegedly stealing from houses, and then the vigilantes? They tried to make a citizen's arrest. Was that the other case?
No, that was another case. Okay. This was, I don't know. This happened in Brunswick, Georgia. He was fatally shot while jogging.
No, okay, yeah. He wasn't jogging. He was stealing from a house being built. There wasn't a ton of evidence of it, but they had even been informed by the local police that there was someone stealing from this house being built.
Okay.
And the people that were just convicted, one of them was a retired police officer. They tried to perform a citizen's arrest because they saw him running from the scene and he fit the description that the police had given them. He resisted. Guy shot and killed him.
Oh, okay. That's not what you hear on the mainstream media about the case.
Well, you can't just arrest people as a citizen. There's all sorts of crazy rules about that.
No, I used to be a security guard here in Virginia.
Oh, no, you just let them go before you even attempt a citizen's arrest and in that situation. I was an armed
security guard, too. So, you know, it was like, I don't even know the point of having armed security, you know, because you really can't pull your gun for any reason. So,
better be a real good reason.
Nor would I for minimum wage or just above minimum wage either, you know.
You had a gun at minimum wage?
It wasn't quite minimum wage, but it might have been $10 an hour.
That's illegal here. I think 14 and a quarter is minimum wage in Massachusetts.
Well, this was also in the late 90s too, so.
Ah, yes. Anyway, they didn't find any of the missing stuff because apparently he was accused of stealing like power tools and copper tubing and piping and stuff. But these people were convicted of not just murder, but false imprisonment and all sorts of all sorts of stuff. I didn't follow the case close enough.
Right.
And in general, I trust the jury to get to the general root of something.
Yeah, I didn't follow it at all. I just heard it pop.
I remember
up.
When it happened.
Yeah, okay.
We talked about it on this show, I think. Well, that's actually attached to the Rittenhouse thing.
I just added it to there because it was trial related.
Oh, wow. All right.
Let's move on to the parade.
The one in
Wisconsin.
Waukesha.
Waukesha. The guy that just had been arrested like the week before and was out on $100 bail.
For trying to run over his baby mama, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he'd already jumped bail, two or three times before?
Yeah.
And he's got social media posts where he's actually calling himself a terrorist.
Yeah, he was anti-Trump and anti-everything.
Oh, it's okay to be anti-whatever, but he called himself a terrorist in one of his rap videos. It was terrible, by the way.
Yeah, street cred.
Huh?
That's so he can get some street cred.
By running children over? He killed an 8-year-old or something like
but
that?
But they're saying he was fleeing the scene of another crime when it happened.
So you draw more attention to yourself by driving through a parade?
Of all ladies and kids, you know?
And, no, and, you know, that's what they said at first. That's a bunch of BS.
I don't think it's stupid, too. I don't think it's real.
Apparently, a cop pounded on his hood. Apparently, dude was creeping up slow enough coming up to the parade that a cop had time to jump and hit his hood, say, stop, 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 and then pound on his window.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dude hit the throttle. That's what this detective, whatever, his statement was.
What did the detective do?
Well, once he hit the gas, what are you going to do at that point? He's already through the barriers. It took nothing to get through the stupid little barriers. He's doing little tiny town parades, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're seriously just empty plastic barrels with yellow lights on them, you know?
Oh, and so now AOC wants bail reform one day after the parade massacre.
I'm after sure this guy's
idea of bail reform is not the same as our idea of bail reform.
Huh?
I'm sure AOC's idea of bail reform isn't anything like our idea of bail reform.
No, because even the county that let this guy out said, yeah, he shouldn't have been out on
$100 bail.
Period. He should have been out, period. And then, yeah, then AOC comes out. Like, we need to make it easier for these people to get back on the street. It's like, are you kidding me? This guy should have been in jail and not been possible to run these people over. And we don't even have to make this political because everyone's trying to make it sound like this is some kind of backlash for the Rittenhouse verdict.
Right.
I don't think the two are related. I think the guy is just a fucking douchebag and found an opportunity to be a giant douchebag.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, AOC, she must be the dumbest person in the room in every room she walks into.
Pretty close.
The next day after this crap happens, and it's obvious that this guy should have been in jail. But he was out on bail. She makes a big deal about making bail less and easier. After he killed what turned out to be 6 people and putting another, yeah, like, what, 40 in the hospital, something like that, or 20 in the hospital?
Yeah, something like that. It was crazy.
And kids as young as 8 years old, I believe, died. And she's saying that we should make it easier for this guy to get out. She's making the argument right now that this guy should be out on bail.
Right. Meanwhile, Rittenhouse should have stayed in jail the whole time.
He did like 87 days, I think, before he could get his... Because GoFundMe shut down his defense thing. But
yeah.
I will be fair. They did shut down this Waukesha guy's account too, or his GoFundMe.
Right.
Apparently, anyone who's accused of any violent crime, they won't be a part of.
Good.
Least it's across the board.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say.
I can accept that, I suppose. But anyway, speaking of AOC, she thinks the Democrats would have won in Virginia had they used her to campaign for them.
Right. She was not going to help any.
She's as dumb as a bag of potatoes. Someone needs to run against that woman in her own district, you know?
Problem is, it's so heavily Democrat, you know, odds are nothing's going to happen.
Vote for a ham sandwich then. I don't know. I genuinely think there might be a grassroots movement coming up where a lot of people run for a bunch of offices that no one saw coming, and they're going to run in the primaries against their own parties,
kind of like the Tea Party back in the day,
kind of exactly like what AOC did. I think this is what the Republicans need to do. I think the Republicans need to run new people.
Yeah.
In the primary and unseat these long-term Republicans that have been there. Because I've said it a couple of times, I don't think that Rand Paul, I don't think that Lindsey Graham is the rhino. I think Rand Paul is, because they're all like Lindsey Graham all the time. And Rand Paul is about as close as you can get to be a libertarian anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, his father actually was a libertarian, right?
Right.
You don't see those guys in the Congress very often.
No.
They're too busy arguing with each other all the time. Which, by the way, I've been meaning to bring up. The left has gone so far left that you and I don't disagree on anything anymore. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that's not the way it was when we first started doing the show.
No, exactly. We used to have these huge arguments for the entire show is us arguing about one stupid point. But that's so far right now, you know? Now we say, it's like, are you kidding me? No, I don't want you to sacrifice my second cat to your weird god, you know? Anyway, where the hell are we?
I don't know. Let's see here.
We'll go into this COVID mess. We did skip COVID last week because you said F COVID.
Yeah, might as well talk COVID because we got Omicron out there now.
Omicron. Well, apparently the
Biden put a lockdown on travel from 8 African countries. Even though when Trump did it, something similar, everybody called it racist.
Xenophobic. I actually, first thing I thought when I saw that headline was, Trump did the exact same thing. They called him xenophobic. They made a big deal. And Biden ran on this whole white supremacy thing.
Yeah.
What's her name? Pelosi. She was the one who told us to go out and enjoy Chinese New Year and, like, go out and party in giant groups that night.
Yeah, she was there.
Yeah, I'm sure she was with her $10,000 refrigerator and her $45 ice cream saying that, I know what it's like to be an American, Marker. I really am tempted to start just investing in what she invests in. She obviously has all the insider information.
Yeah, they all do. Everybody in Congress does. It's not illegal to do insider training in the Congress.
I thought they had ways to stop you from doing that.
No.
And she just tells her husband and he buys the shit or sells it. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, that's the first thing I thought was they made a big deal about Trump doing this. And
Yeah.
South Africa and 7 other countries.
Right. South Africa is not a small country.
No, it's not. It doesn't say what other. Well, actually, it does say what other countries. And there's a couple of them I recognize. Actually, most of them I recognize. A couple of them I have no idea what that is.
Well, you know, African countries like to change their names more than we change our underwear. So,
you mean there's a lot of revolution? Yes. Although the Egyptians keep renaming their country Egypt after every revolution. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Well, they had like 3 revolutions in 5 years. Very recently.
Yeah, Obama was part of one.
He was. I think Trump was in office for one too, wasn't he? Or was it right before he got in office?
I think it was right before.
I just remember Mubarak Gaddafi was in office. And then the Muslim Brotherhood took over. And then they were revolted against. And there's another revolution after that, I think. Anyway, yeah. I'm talking like anyone gives a shit about Egyptian history. You know what I mean? Well, yeah, I say that like people don't. People do like Egyptian history. They just don't care about their modern history.
Right.
All right. So this Omicron.
Yeah.
First thing I thought when I heard Omicron was Omicron Persei 8. And I know you don't get that reference. Hopefully someone will. Futurama. But yeah, apparently this is new COVID variant, and we're blocking people from coming to the country.
Yeah.
We're not even sure how it's different yet, though.
And New York Governor Kathy Hochul has already issued a state of emergency, even though there are no cases in New York as of yet that we know of. She's just getting ready. She wants to be proactive.
Sorry, I accidentally opened up our live thing.
It's a little distracting because there's a delay.
Yeah, and I was listening to that, and it's I was like, oh, I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, there's a delay. So.
Yeah, it's several seconds behind. It was very weird, and I got confused very quickly. I got a message that someone liked the live show. I think it was Bociferous. I have never heard this name before, and I don't know if it's the guy's real name or not, but that's the group I told you about, drunken political bar fights.
Okay.
I enjoy the group on Facebook. I just wish it would be bigger because it's typically only 3 or 4 people sharing stuff to a group of like 25 or something people. I don't know, maybe it's 50. It's a good time. You should check them out, Brian. I think you'll have fun. I think you'll get a good laugh there because it is some fun stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, I found them looking for places actually to share the show. And I was like, all right, I'm going to check out, you know, I checked out like 5 or 6 different groups and I hung out there for a while, found out what was going on. I was like, all right, I think these guys might actually enjoy this show, you know?
Yeah.
One of the guys, anyway, at least one of them, I think watches weekly, which is kind of cool. Anyway, yeah. What the hell were we talking about before I got distracted by myself?
So Detroit auto workers are asking their union members to submit their COVID vaccine status. I thought that was all on hold.
It got put on hold since that story happened, yes.
Okay. We were talking about that.
Yeah, because the union, the workers said they were going to strike if you force them to turn over their medical records. Isn't this protected? Isn't your medical record protected?
Supposed to be.
Like, no one has a right to see my medical record, right? No matter what?
Well, COVID changes everything.
No, it doesn't. What drives me nuts is people keep bringing up Robertson versus the Commonwealth of Massachusetts from like 1911 or something? Problem is, this dude wasn't forced to get a shot for smallpox, and it wasn't the United States government telling him to get the shot. It was the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to get a smallpox shot, and instead of getting the shot, he had to pay a $5 penalty, which in modern currency is a $150 fine.
Right.
And you get out of the mandate. So everyone who keeps bringing up this Robertson versus Massachusetts, that's actually the actual final judgment was pay $5 so you don't have to get the shot. That's also why no one's bringing that argument up anymore.
Right.
Because they were bringing it up, weren't they?
Incentive to get the shot.
What was that?
I mean, if people wouldn't do it for the chance to win millions, they're definitely not going to do it if they only have to pay $5.
Yeah, and even if we, you know, accounted for inflation, the $150 now.
Yeah.
People would pay $150. Exactly. If I could get a free donut, a free cheeseburger, or a free whatever, and a lottery ticket. That was disgusting watching him stuff his fat gross, greasy face with a cheeseburger too. Oh, he's talking, and you could have a great cheeseburger. That's like, oh, dude.
Who are we going to talk about after he's gone in New York City?
Huh?
Mayor de Blasio got unelected.
Unelected? What does that mean?
He didn't run for re-election. Somebody else took his spot.
Oh, he got primaried? Or did he not even run?
I don't think he even ran.
Yeah, I actually heard something about that.
The new Democrat is pro-cop. Or more pro-cop than de Blasio, I should say. Not, like, super pro-cop, but...
Yeah, as much as I hate to say it, you need another Giuliani. And who was after Giuliani? Bloomberg?
Yeah. Republican name only.
Huh? You can say that, but Giuliani put in the broken windows policy. And it actually cleaned up New York City, made it one of the nicest cities on the planet for a long time.
Yeah, huh? Yep.
And then Bloomberg came in behind him and kept it going.
Yeah.
Then the Democrats came in and said, oh, everything's great. We don't need to have all of this stuff in place. Not right. Realizing that's what held it in place, because that's what the Democrats always do.
Yeah.
And what's even weirder is the Republicans used to overregulate. You leaving again?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
He's got the bladder of a pregnant woman. Criminy. But anyway, yeah. Giuliani put a program in place that actually cleaned up the city, made it a nice, desirable city. Bloomberg kept it in place. The Dems came in. They do what they always do. They say, oh, everything's great. We don't need to do this kind of stuff. Not realizing that's what's holding it together. It fell apart and New York turned into what New York is right now. And people are fleeing literally by the millions. And
I think I read something that said that the exodus wasn't as bad as they made it out to be for 2020. Like the normal amount of people left, not just because of COVID.
Possibly, but people have been leaving New York in general.
Yeah, they're going to Texas and Florida.
Yeah, just like the Californians, because they're pissed off at what they did to their own state. So let's move to a very Republican place where everything's nice and orderly. And then vote them all out of office and put Democrats back in and do exactly what we did to California and New York. That's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You need to check out this Free State Project in New Hampshire. These dudes are actually winning now. It sounds weird, but like pretty much every libertarian in the country is moving to New Hampshire. And they're doing everything perfectly legally. They're moving into districts and they're slowly voting everyone out of office in the entire state. And they're truly living up to the live free or die motto.
Huh. Okay.
And it's weird, but I think it's awesome. I bet you this next election cycle, we might see a libertarian congressman from New Hampshire. I mean, we'll see, but anyone who is listening, you should check it out. Look at the Free State Project. Anyone who's interested, go check them out. Consider moving there. But beware, the libertarians are very, if you fail, it's not my problem. That's kind of the whole point, right?
Right.
Now, if I feed you tonight, it's because I'm being nice. I don't owe you crap. I can just let you sit there and starve on your own property because you didn't know how to plan for winter, you know?
Yeah.
Libertarians are brutal.
Florida has reported the lowest daily coronavirus case per capita in the nation. I'm not hearing about that on the news.
I didn't hear about that on the news at all. I thought Florida was the example of what's wrong with the world. No?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can't they can't let the word get out that face masks really don't do as much as they make it sound like they do.
Well, we knew they wouldn't. They told us that you have to do it a certain way and all this other crap, and we know no one was going to do that. Like, you're not even supposed to touch the outside of the mask. And you're supposed to take it off and either throw it away and get a new one or clean it between uses. People stuffed them in their pockets. They hung them on their fucking rearview mirrors.
I keep one in my pocket for the places I have to go to put a mask.
In case you need to wear one. So you know it's a bunch of garbage because the thing's been wadded up in your pocket.
Yeah.
It's actually, now it's a bellows for the virus you've put on it. You're actually pumping it out there, you know? That's the point, though, is that if masks, all these tests that they came out and told us about were done in a laboratory. They weren't real world. When they actually did real world testing, like, oh, people touch their face like 65 times a minute. Like, this is insane. It's more than once, you know? Okay, not 65 times a minute, but.
You know, yeah.
Exactly what you said. You don't even realize how much you touch your face.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone shift that mask a little bit because it's a little uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
Or pull it down under your nose, then breathe all of the virus on the outside of the mask. And then someone comes by, so you put it back up.
Yeah.
All you did was put it on the outside, and now you can blow it out better with a bellows system.
So I still remember when President Biden was saying, just get the shot, then you won't have to wear a mask anymore.
Yeah, well, I remember 15 days to flatten the curve, or 14 days, whatever.
I remember when he came into office, just wear a mask for 100 days, and we'll be good, but it'll be over.
Yeah, well.
We've talked about this on the show already. The reason the mutations are happening is because you don't create a vaccine for a virus until much later in how it's run its course. We're actually part of the problem that there's so many mutations to this thing.
Kind of like flushing antibiotics down the toilet. It doesn't sound like a big deal. It's like, oh, what, I'm going to kill the stuff in the sewage, the septic or the sewage system. The problem is anything that survives that giant batch of antibiotic that gets dumped down the drain cannot be killed.
Right.
And now it's reproducing with nothing to compete against it. That's basically the issue with this.
Yeah. It's like when an invasive species comes into the area that doesn't have any natural predators, you know?
Yeah, if you unleashed a lion in, you know, South Shore, Massachusetts, an actual, like, wild lion, it would do whatever the hell it wanted to do.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Actually, that'd be even scarier because I bet it would take at least an hour for someone to show up with a gun to shoot that thing.
Yeah.
I don't I don't have a gun in Massachusetts.
Of course not. It's legal.
No, it's legal to have a gun in Massachusetts. I just don't have a permit.
You're working on it.
Yeah, I say that. I'm not really. I've looked into it. It seems like a lot of work.
I'm sure it's a ton of work. So you got a category on here about children in face masks.
About who did the study?
Came from Daily Mail.
Yeah, Daily Mail's the Tucker Carlson one, isn't it?
No, Daily Mail's English. English and UK store.
You sure?
Yeah.
What's then? Daily Wire is Ben Shapiro, right?
Yeah.
What's the one that Tucker Carlson did? He founded one of these things too. Anyway,
this is your Brown University,
huh?
This is Brown University.
Oh, okay, this is the one of those Brown. I nasty. I told you I read these things.
Yeah, this is Brown University. They did the study and found out that young children's development dropped by 23% during COVID.
Well, as we all said, children get young children get most of their learning from facial cues. You know, you get a positive reaction versus a negative reaction, and that tells a kid what's good or bad, right? Mm-hmm. For the young kid. Exactly how old my kid is. My kid's 20 months old. And she's getting most of her cues on how we react. You know, and now we do clapping and everything to make it more obvious that she's good. But she sees a smile and she knows she does good, which actually makes it difficult because, like, when she like chucks something at the wife and hits her in the face, I try not to laugh because I don't want the kid to think it's funny and cool.
But you can't help.
but it's actually today, you know, Yankee Candle?
Yeah.
She was holding one of the Yankee Candle caps because she likes to smell them because that's how you smell what the candle smells like, right? But she swung it around, nailed the wife right across the nose with that big, heavy hunk of glass. And I was like, ooh, that hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently the kids not be able to see your faces. They're missing out on a whole bunch of like these three basic key cognitive tests. Because basically, because you can't see faces and you're not seeing the reactions, and people don't realize how much of language is visual versus vocal. It really is. I mean, look at Cuomo saying, "I'm Italian. I talk with my hands." It's like, yeah, yeah, we all do that. That doesn't mean grab her tits, right? Sorry.
Cool. Yeah.
All these people, have you noticed? Again, I'm going to go back to the pedophile thing. Have you noticed how many of these Democrats having to leave office because they're groping women?
Yeah, a lot.
Al Franken. That was the one I was thinking of. You know what's funny is I liked him on Saturday Night Live. He had some funny sketches. He had the one he was talking to the mirror. He's like, is I'm good enough? I'm smart enough? And gosh darn it, people like me. And it was funny. Wow, I guess that's our show, huh?
Pretty much.
You got anything else you want to talk about? Well, let's talk about this Philadelphia woman. I'm not in a rush. I'm having a good time.
Okay.
We're only an hour and a half in. It's not like we're pushing 3 hours.
No, yeah.
This woman was loading up her baby shower gifts at 7 months pregnant. And someone not only shot her in the head, but also shot her in the stomach.
Wow. That's crazy.
This sounds very personal. Doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Why isn't this national news? It really bothers me because that wasn't just, I'm going to kill you. It's I'm going to make sure your baby's dead too.
Yeah.
And that's 7 months. That child might have survived for as long as it took to get to the hospital, even if the woman had been shot dead.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me. I mean, there's a whole article here. And again, anyone who does listen or watch, ask us. We can send you the links if you want to see our sources. But it's easy enough to find. Just Google it or Bing it. I wouldn't necessarily trust Google. And never ever trust Wikipedia. But yeah, I don't know. It really pissed me off that I don't know. How personal is that? What did someone do to deserve that?
Yeah, exactly.
Not only that, it sounds like it's a vendetta against whoever the daddy was, or you know,
mm-hmm.
It's like I'm gonna kill your woman and your baby, or maybe it was the daddy. I don't know.
just don't know enough about the story.
About what happened. But it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know why this isn't national news. Like, for real, why isn't it? Isn't this what's supposed to be making a big deal? Isn't this what we're supposed to be worried about?
Yeah.
Did we talk about the Waukesha guy, didn't we?
Yeah. We already talked about him.
We'll see how that goes. Well, I guess that's our show. If you made it this far, you probably already know we have a Facebook page, but check us out there. Likes are cool, shares are better. And anyone who wants to get in touch, Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com.
Yep.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. We're on Rumble. You can find us anywhere you could find an audio podcast. That's pretty cool. Even Apple or Spotify. iHeartRadio, I believe, carries us too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can ask Alexa. She'll find us too. Google will find us too. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's just because we've been doing it forever. It doesn't mean anyone's actually listening. But yeah, we'd love to have you on. We'd love to hear from you. All that good crap. I had fun. Brian, you go ahead and end the recording because I always seem to shut the entire feed off every time I try to end the recording.
Okay.
And the stream.
Let's see.
Yeah, see, yeah. I have no idea. Oh, geez, you're on your phone too.
Yeah. All right. I think I got it here. Let me see.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, look at that. That's a great view. Is that Cheers?
Huh?
That Cheers on your shirt? Yeah. They recently, actually, the Bull and Finch closed down this last year.